Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Avril.
Hello, Jane.
It sounds like we're going to have a good few silent moments this evening.
Would you agree, Avril? When you say... It sounds like we're going to have silence.
So this evening we're going to talk about the Sabbahut, or even maybe more precisely, the seven fields of perception that go to make up a unified field of communication. So what we're planning is to create a sacred space within the circle of the wheels, one for each field, and we would like it to be a deep meditative space to contemplate the qualities of each field and see how they communicate beautifully with each other to create a perfect unified alchemical equation, which leads to oneness with the infinite. We're going to
listeners do have those wheels handy, maybe now would be a good time to get to them so you can look at them with us. And we're also using the fragrance oils that go with each particular wheel.
Lovely, yes.
Lovely.
I do love that word, lovely. It's one of my signature
words. I do too.
I have a signature word.
I think I've picked that up from you, Jane, because I say it the same way that you say it. I say, lovely.
With a nice Irish accent.
So we also picked a card when the music minute, the talking drums intro music was playing, and I picked a card from the Divinity Pack, just to see what the angel God would like to bring to this episode. And I drew number 7, and the angel God is Messahur Nurichta, the presence of the master who dwells in the uncompromising certainty of a deathless existence brings exponential blessings to all life. Mes echo nurichta.
And this evening, I've decided to choose a card from the Elfin Quest deck, because I think the Elfin Quest is, it links very well, I think, to the three lower. Fields, leading home to the heart, and so creating just beautiful waves of joyful happiness, So I'm just choosing a card right now, and it is number 34. Nesclavit Prispater. Reasoning is ignored, either by trying to escape the inevitable or by surrendering. In the first case, it causes chaos. The surrendered life results in mastery.
So we have Sabahut music to play very softly in the background with our meditation. Or should we just put it on at the end, Jane? We could have it on very softly.
Yes, we could try it to see if the sound is good. Yeah, how about that?
Yes, I could do that. Oh, I give thanks with gratitude, love, praise and trust to the glorious mystery of all life. And our radio show is dedicated to the teachings of Almeen. And as we explore these seven fields of perception, we do so in our humility and willingness to accept the fact that I know nothing. Thank you.
Thank you, Avril.
Pleasure. I've got the music on. It sounds a bit...
It sounds good to me. It's just...
Does it? Okay.
Yes,
I was just thinking the quality.
It's very low level.
That's
so
fine.
We're going to start this evening with the field of shamanism.
The first wheel, the field of perception of shamanism. Isara unech herut arsaba misach herpes jispi nenevit arsata. Power through alignment with the interconnectedness of existence. And the fragrant oil is the goddess blend or fuchsia, which we will just now use. Receptive stewardship of agendaless oneness with the natural world. The angel name for this field is Arsatu Hespa.
Almeen's words, in the field of shamanism, we access the natural world. Feel within that which is the quality that lies without. Feel the essence of what is before you. Be it made a natural world. Your partner, your lover, or yourself. See the beauty. Feel that which stirs your inspiration. Then emphasize it within. Thank you. become that which your partner is at the core of their being. Emphasize it within yourself because you appreciate it deeply in them. The truth of the infinite through the faith of another. Become one. Be fulfilled beyond any and all expectations. China te he po la manita ka te ke te ko zana mata te te he he le ke ni ta ha ye. Shita he te ka te pe ye le no ta ta ka ta te ye so na mana ta ta ye. He le ta ka zane te. Ta ya la na mana ta. Ho te ya la sine. Touch my face through the face of another. Become one with me by becoming one with all you see. Rest completely in me. The quality of the journey is yours to choose. Let your eyes see what inspires. Let the pure heart be your eyes. Let the eloquent luminosity of the clear mind communicate the purity of that which you see, that which you know yourself to be. The adventure begins here. wrapped in the beautiful garment of nature, ever changing from season to season, moment to moment, dusk to dawn. We now move our focus to the second field of perception, the field of perception of incorruptible white magic.
Strabech versatu erechba misavech versatu kerat vani. Incorruptible magic through cooperation with the infinite. Magical reciprocal gifts of joyous interaction with the hidden realms. The angel is Erechna Sersava. Incorruptible magic through cooperation with the infinite. And the blend oil is Lion of Judah. Apply Lion of Judah 2 inches below the navel. To enhance receptivity and interpretation of infinite intent. Continue to wear the mantle of agendaless oneness. Keep your eyes on my ever-changing face. That you may rest deeply in the field of incorruptible magic. It is from this place of rest that spontaneous, surprising flights of magic arise. In the twinkling of an eye, magic moments open.
arise and stretch from the heart of the rose. Tickled by dawn. Let the scent of the day reach your nose. I am an unfolding magical moment, a spontaneous miracle, an ever-blooming delight.
Thanks for the angel gods that have accompanied these two wheels that we've investigated and explored and dived deeply into this week. And thank you, dear listeners, for being with us. And have a wonderful, wonderful week. Bye-bye. Goodbye.